Wenn man gehen uns das weg, im ein Moizim, nie sie hier loi, sie hier toi, kol amidus veedo, yivru ha toi shebetzibu bachochma, ma meisim toivim. You can't find the chazan that has all the meilus we mentioned before. The preferable ones are that he should be of good standing and be a wise person and do good deeds. Ramal says, im hoyekan amaoriz, zokim mekoy lenoyim, va'om chalteitzim bo, it is in older person Amaoris who has a beautiful voice and the tzibur likes him. The second option is a mitzvah boy who doesn't even have a good voice. He goes before, he should be the shliach tzibur kavua, because the chazan is not an opera star. He's representing the tzibur in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So if he knows what he's saying, that is the bare minimum. A person, one of his son killed somebody unintentionally, then he's allowed to be a chazan. But if he killed somebody intentionally and then he was chazan b'tshuva, even so, he cannot be the chazan, because the chazan has to be somebody that did not have a period of his life that he was behaving properly and it was public knowledge of such a thing. The Shabbat brings that, or Rambam brings many poskim that make it about this, as long as it was chazan b'tshuva. And he says that this extra chumrah that he should never have been in bad standing, bad behavior, even in his youth, is only talking about a tainus tzibur. To be a shatz, he can be. It's only his choice of tshuva. The rabbis of the Kolpon on Yom Le'Roim, one should also be machmir, not only Yom Kippur, which is a tainus tzibur, even in Rosh Hashanah, to take somebody that was always in good standing. The mice, if he was appointed, and he's a person who's behaving properly now, and we don't remove him from his position because of these things.